الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Yesterday we had discussed the incident of Hazrat Alqama رضي الله تعالى عنه and what was the consequence of his mother being hurt with him, that at the time of death he found it difficult to recite kalima until his mother had forgiven him. Hazrat Amr bin Hawshab rahimahullah ta'ala says that once I resided in a particular town, and on the one side of the town was a graveyard. After the Asr Salah, one grave would split open, a person would come out. He would have a head that resembled that of a donkey, and the rest of the body resembled that of a human being. He would bray 3 times and return to the grave, and the grave would then close up. So he says, one day my gaze fell on a particular woman that was nearby working with some cotton, with some thread. So another woman asked me, do you know this particular woman? So I said, what do I have to do with her? How should I know her? So the other woman told him that this is the mother of the inmate of the grave. So Amr bin Hawshab rahimahullah ta'ala says, I went up to her and I asked her, what is the story? So she said that my son used to consume wine. When he would return home in the evening, I would tell him, my son, fear Allah, how long are you going to consume alcohol? He would tell me that, why do you keep bring like a donkey? In other words, every day it's the same story here. So he passed away after the Asr Salah. Therefore, his grave would open up after the Asr Salah. He would come out, bray like a donkey thrice, and return into the grave. So the rights of the parents and respect to parents holds a very, very high and elevated position in Sharia. We are commanded to obey our parents to such a great extent that even if one's parents have to compel him to ascribe partisan to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then too we won't obey the instruction of the parents, but we would treat them kindly in worldly matters. An incident has been written in the kitabs of a particular alim in the previous times who had served his mother to a very great extent. Day and night he would spend in serving his mother. But every year when the month of Hajj would enter, he would go to her and seek permission from her to perform Hajj. But his mother wouldn't permit him. She would say, son, I'm very old, I'm weak, and I'm very ill. There isn't anyone else to take care of me except you, so postpone your Hajj. It is possible I won't live long enough. And if you have to depart for Hajj, then perhaps before you return, I could pass away. So in this way, she kept postponing his Hajj, and this happened for 4 to 5 years. One day, Maulana made up his mind that this year I'm certainly going for Hajj, irrespective of what my mother says. So at the time of Hajj, he got ready. And his mother again prevented him, but he didn't listen. And this time in a very angry tone, he told her, this is what you say every year, that I will die. So therefore, don't go for Hajj. But until now, you are living, you haven't passed away. So this year, I am definitely going for Hajj. So he placed a kitab under his arm, and he began departing. So the old lady began to cry and said, I will certainly die this year. Don't leave me alone and go for Hajj. Go next year. And for Allah's sake, listen to me. Anyway, the Mawlana was determined and he finally left. The elderly woman then supplicated. She made dua to Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, he didn't listen to me and proceeded for Hajj. You too don't listen to him and turn your gaze of mercy away from him. And let him face a difficult punishment, just as he has inconvenienced me. Now look at how Allah Ta'ala deals with such a person when the mother is displeased. So he starts walking towards Makkatul Mukarramah. He reached a particular town and he needed a place to spend the night. So he found the masjid and he went to the masjid. After a portion of the night had passed, he got up, performed wudu, and he commenced his salah. Now close to the masjid, some thieves had entered a house and they stole some goods, and the owners of the house gave chase. So they ran in the direction of the masjid. But there was a wall in front of them. So they left the stolen goods in the masjid and they scaled the wall and they got away. So the owners of the house lost track of these thieves. So they thought perhaps they've entered the masjid. So they went into the masjid and they see this man now performing salah. So they said, this is a strange thief. Do you get such thieves that leave their stolen goods in the masjid and perform salah? So they hit him throughout the night. And after beating him up in the morning, they bring him to the judge. They tell the judge that this is a strange thief and therefore he should receive a double-fold punishment. Firstly, he resembled a pious person. Secondly, he kept the stolen goods in the masjid. And then he started performing salah in order to deceive the people. So the judge, he passed his judgment that his hand should be cut for stealing. His eyes should be removed for resembling a pious person and for keeping the stolen goods in the masjid and performing salah, cut both his feet. But before giving him this punishment, take him to every street and make an announcement that anyone that carries out such an action, this will be his punishment. So the Maulvi Sahib, he said that please don't say this. Don't make such an announcement. But say that this is a punishment of a person that disobeys his mother and proceeds for Hajj. So people asked him, why are you saying this? He said, don't worry, but please make this announcement. When they insisted, then he narrated the whole incident. So the people that had caught him and beat him up throughout the night and then brought him to the judge, they sought forgiveness that this was a wrong person that we caught. The judge also sought his forgiveness because he had given the wrong ruling. So this person, he said, it is no fault of yours. I actually got punished for disobeying my mother. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us all.